This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 22nd of January. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It is the Davos World Economic Forum next week, and President Trump will give the closing speech on Thursday. Other world leaders attending are French President Emmanuel Macron, Jordan's King Abdullah, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, and the new Zimbabwean leader Emmerson Mnangagwa. President Putin will be occupied hosting a Moscow conference of Syrian factions. He wants them to agree a new post-war constitution. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will be hailed as a hero when he visits Jerusalem, which the Trump administration has recognized as capital of Israel. African leaders hold their annual summit in Addis Ababa next Sunday. President Trump's comments about excrement are on the agenda. Also in Africa, former soccer star George Weah is inaugurated as president of Liberia. On Thursday, the North Korean delegation arrives in the South for the Winter Olympics amidst talk of a new rapprochement between Seoul and Pyongyang. Corsican nationalists are in Paris for autonomy talks on Monday, and all next week, Canada will host the deadlocked NAFTA talks. Europe's Court of Justice hears claims from Russian political activist Alexei Navalny. He says his human rights have been violated by the Russian state. Navalny claims to have been arrested on trumped-up charges to keep him out of forthcoming presidential elections. It is the final round of presidential elections in the Czech Republic next week. It is neck and neck between pro-Russian Miloš Zeman and pro-Western Jiří Drahoš. And finally, be prepared to be confused. Wednesday is World Opposite Day, which means that everything you say should be the opposite of what you mean. My advice is be careful what you say. And that was next week's News Today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 22nd of January. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. President Trump is off to Davos, Switzerland, the scene of the annual World Economic Forum. He will be the first president since Bill Clinton to attend the annual Bean Fest of the world's political and business leaders and will address the closing session on Thursday. Other world leaders in attendance will be French President Emmanuel Macron, Jordan's King Abdullah, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, the new Zimbabwean leader Emmerson Mnangagwa, and Argentine President Mauricio Macri. President Macri will also be in Moscow next week to brief President Putin on his plans for the G20 summit in Argentina at the end of the year. Most of Putin's time will be taken up next week with a Congress of Syrian Peoples, 33 different factions called together to hammer out a post-war Syrian constitution. Absent will be any Kurdish representation because of Turkish objections. Vice President Mike Pence will be basking in a warm Israeli welcome on Monday and Tuesday following Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. He had a frosty reception in Jordan and Egypt. Africa will hold a continent-wide summit. The African Union heads of government meet in Addis Ababa on Sunday. Expect a response to President Trump's description of African countries as excremental holes. Elsewhere in Africa, former footballing star George Weah is inaugurated as president of Liberia on Monday, securing a peaceful transition in the troubled West African country. Korean rapprochement is on the agenda when on Thursday a North Korean delegation to the Winter Olympics arrives in the southern half of the country. Corsican nationalists are in Paris on Monday for a meeting with French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe after they secured a 56.5% of the vote in recent regional elections. The nationalists want more autonomy, but not outright independence. Canada hosts the sixth round of deadlocked NAFTA talks from Tuesday. President Trump has threatened to pull out of NAFTA unless he can rework it in America's favor. The European Court of Justice will be holding a hearing in the case of Navalny versus Russia. Alexei Navalny is the leading political opponent of President Vladimir Putin, but he cannot run in this year's presidential elections because he's been found guilty of felony offenses. Navalny claims all the arrests were politically motivated and that his human rights have been violated. The final round of presidential elections will be held in the Czech Republic on Friday and Saturday. The final round of presidential elections will be held in the Czech Republic on Friday and Saturday. It is too close to call between pro-Russian, anti-EU and anti-Islamic Miloš Zeman and pro-Western chemistry professor Jiří Drahoš. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.